There is no purely military solution in Iraq. Those words from Robert Gates, the president's nominee to be the next Secretary of Defense. Gates made that comment in a 65-page questionnaire that he was asked to complete by the Senate Armed Services Committee. His confirmation hearing is scheduled to begin next Tuesday. And while Gates gets ready to move in at the Pentagon, military commanders are moving more troops into Baghdad, hoping to quell the growing violence there. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
In his understated way, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Peter Pace announced,
"There are a couple of battalions that General Casey has decided to move into the Baghdad area."
General Casey is the top U.S. commander in Iraq. A couple of battalions means anywhere from 1,200 to 2,000 troops, a sign that Baghdad, or rather pacifying Baghdad, has jumped back to the top of the Pentagon's priority list. It's a strange time at the Defense Department. The current secretary, Donald Rumsfeld, has all but disappeared from the scene. And no one inside the building wants to publicly acknowledge what seems to be glaringly obvious. Iraq is in the midst of a civil war. General Pace has three reasons for denying this. One,
the Iraq government does not call it a civil war.
Two, he says,
the Iraq government is functioning.
And three,
the Iraq security forces are responsive to the Iraqi government.
There's a reason why the Pentagon wants to avoid the term civil war. Recent polling history suggests Americans do not like to intervene in other countries' internal wars. If the Pentagon or the White House acknowledge that a civil war is in progress, public support could plummet even further. But General Pace will acknowledge that
the level of violence that's being inflicted by al-Qaeda and the like is specifically designed to create a civil war.
But even the military's own intelligence agency believes al-Qaeda is responsible for only about 3 to 5% of all violence in Iraq. In other words, the overwhelming majority of terrorist attacks in the country are carried out by others, like sectarian militias. So far, the military's main strategy has been to expedite the training of Iraqi security forces in the hopes that they can secure the country, something retired General Jack Keane doubts is possible.
There's no way that we're going to get the number of Iraqi security forces, the size and scale that we need to do the job there, get them propped up enough where they can handle this on their own.
Which means incoming Defense Chief Robert Gates is likely to oppose immediate U.S. troop reductions. In written testimony submitted to the Senate Armed Services Committee yesterday, Gates said, quote, "Leaving Iraq in chaos would have dangerous consequences both in the region and globally for many years to come." That seems to be the consensus emerging within the bipartisan Iraq study group as well. The advisory panel, chaired by former Secretary of State James Baker, will now submit its final recommendations to the White House next Wednesday. Guy Raz, NPR News, Washington.